Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I didn't know gun sales were down so much. I had no idea.
What are the numbers? What do they show?
Smith & Wesson sales fell 33%. Sturm, Ruger & Company, 21%. Remington filed for bankruptcy. You know why, right?
Why?
Obama's gone.
So nobody was going to collect their guns and get ready for when they were all getting taken away?
Everybody thought that Obama was going to shut down gun sales. Records every single year.
Right.
And now that...
That's well said. You're right.
I mean, it seems right, pragmatic.
You're right. Right. I just think, look, and it was after the Parkland shooting that Ed Stack from Dick's made a huge change with his company.
He did.
And he was like, first of all, if you're going to get a gun here, you're going to be 21, not 18. We're going to get rid of all AKs and we're not going to resell them to somebody else. We're destroying them. Okay, that's your company. Now he's going to say on Thursday that we're not selling anymore.
We're out of the hunting business.
We're out of that industry entirely.
They've taken a lot of grief.
Right.
But by the way, the stores, I did not know this. The stores where they removed the guns did better than any other stores across the board.
I didn't know that either. Well, and so you know how I feel. I'm a conservative. I am an advocate of the Second Amendment. I do not think, however, that there is any reason why there should be assault rifles anywhere. I don't see it because that's not where we're not in. You know, we're not in a war zone. And I guess there's some sport. I don't know what sport you have with AKs. I don't know.
There's 15 million of them on the street, so. That cow's left the barn. Who do we have?
We have Val Finnell. He is a retired military gun advocate, but he's also the Pennsylvania Director for Gun Owners of America.
Love him.
He has been wonderful, and he's been involved with the Pittsburgh's efforts to, you know, restrict guns in the city limits. Val, welcome back to KDKA. What do you think about what's going on with guns now in society,
sir? In Dick's in particular.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, with the whole Dick's thing, I think they're making a very, very poor business decision. I mean, you look at their fourth quarter sales from last year, it was down like 2.2%.
Hey, their sales in the stores where they removed the guns were up.
Well, yeah, you got to remember, that's a test. Okay, so this is real world versus a test. So they suffered quite a bit when they decided to pull semi-automatic rifles. I mean, they went from 100, net income fell to like $102 million from $116 million, and Ed Stack directly attributed that to pulling the sales from a semi-automatic rifle. So what they test is one thing, but what they'll see is when they flip the switch and go live with it, they're going to make a lot of hunters and gun owners angry with them, just like they did the last time, and they're going to vote with their feet and take their business elsewhere.
But don't you respect the decision?
Well, they have a right to make whatever decisions they want to make in their own business, what they'd like to do.
Yeah.
But why demonize hunters? Why demonize all gun owners? Why do that? It just doesn't make any sense.
So Val, what is the what is the solution? I mean, the more we see these shootings, you know, what is a reasonable solution? How do we talk about this? Is it mental illness? What is it?
Well, I mean, that's a separate issue from talking about Dick's Sporting Goods. I mean, their decision to buy and sell firearms. I mean,
it
that's
is.
A whole
You're
different
right.
topic.
Yes.
You know, and that's something we'd have to talk about. There's a lot of different things, a lot of different issues. Like first, one of the things that I like to talk about on that is if you look at most of where the mass murders occur. Where these mass shootings occur are in gun-free zones. They're like 90%.
Oh, don't start down that road, please, buddy. I can spend 3 hours on folks that had guns, cops
And I'd spend three hours countering you quite effectively.
Fine, but I have no interest in that conversation. It's ridiculous, man.
Right.
Gun-free zones.
Right. Well, guess what?
So give everyone a gun? Is that your plan? Give everyone a gun?
Well, it's like get everyone a gun. I mean, the absolute number of guns doesn't have to change whatsoever. I mean, it's really just a question of where they're permitted. It has nothing to do with the number, okay? So
didn't help in Florida.
I apologize because I apologize because I thought this interview was going to be about dicks, but you know, if you want to take it down
another road. Kids? Do you have kids?
Yes, I do.
Will you not go to Dick's at all?
I will not go to Dick's.
At all?
I will never shop at Dick's. No, never.
Interesting.
And I would say support your local gun store, you know, because they're not Dick's. You know, and they could, I remember Phil's Archery in McKee's Rocks. You know, I walked down the street with my dad on Chartres Avenue. We got our hunting licenses there. We got our fishing license there. We bought ammo. I got my first hunting rifle there. These big box stores, they take away business from the mom-and-pop shops. So if Dick's wants to get in the business or making political statements and they want to ruin their sales, that's up to them. But you can shop. Gun owners should shop and go to their local gun shops or pick another retailer that's going to support their Second Amendment rights. That's what I would say.
Val, I did take a detour there, and yes, we were going to talk about Dick's, but okay, it's their decision. They get to do what they want to do. It's a local company. I get it. But I think it's just, I think people are getting exasperated with these shootings, and I'm exasperated with blaming guns all the time because it's people.
That's right.
You know, so
absolutely.
What I'm saying is, do you see some kind of a middle ground where people can come together and do something meaningful?
I do not subject my Second Amendment rights to negotiation.
Got it.
It's yeah. That is.
How about better background checks?
What do you mean by better?
Well, I know that Manchin, Joe Manchin, and Pat Toomey are trying to work together to create some system where I guess they're more thorough.
Universal. You know what we're talking about. Come on. Why are you fighting?
Well, universal background checks. I mean, a couple of problems with that. Well, first of all, you know, the last two mass shooters would have passed the universal background check. The second thing with the problem with the universal background check, there's no way to proactively police it. So if somebody goes out and sells a gun to someone else and then they commit a crime with it, and they didn't go through a UBC or universal background check, the only way that they're ever going to find out about it is afterwards when they get caught. All right, so these are things. The other thing, 94% of the NICS checks, 94% of them are false positives. So now Toomey and Coons want to put in a NICS Notification Act that's going to flood the system with even more denials. And we're talking 94%, and that's on the first denial.
Man.
We're going to try to get those guys on, actually,
yeah,
Val. We've run out.
To you again. We appreciate your time.
You're always available, and we do appreciate
thank
you.
You.
Thank you.
Sorry, run out of time. Thank you. We're not trying to cut him off. He's a very smart guy and knows what he's talking about, but we had to let him go because we're right at a break.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.